All right, coming up here to 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A 76-year-old man in the UK was arrested after being accused of poisoning several children at a summer camp.
Jesus, man.
Well, they probably deserved it. My guess is like food poisoning or something like that. At 76, do you still have beef like this?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay.
I mean, I don't, but it seems the way the world works right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again. They got in a fight?
No, a 76-year-old man, he poisoned kids at a summer camp.
Jesus. Right? That, I mean, that's, I don't think that's an age thing. That's just a whack job.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely want to figure out if it was intentional or not, and then maybe get him out of there.
Yeah.
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 Right? Like I always say, like we always kind of joke around the office. Like, I think everybody kind of agrees, right? Like, you don't rape people, don't mess with kids, don't murder people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. General rules.
Yeah.
And exactly. Really not a big
same
ask.
Same as the rules to get your ass beat in prison.
Yeah.
That's right.
Based on what you've done.
The fact that everybody can just agree on that, like, it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from, everybody can kind of agree on those principles.
And again, not a big ask.
Not a big ask. After that, we're all good. Experts are warning residents of the Southwest to prepare themselves. I'm sorry, Steve. It's a mating frenzy of tarantulas.
I saw that,
oh.
Man.
Texas, New Mexico, there's one weird one, like Oklahoma or Nebraska.
Yeah, it's all along that the southern border of the country, man.
Nope.
And side note, didn't know tarantulas existed in this country there.
Oh, yeah. In the Southwest, yes. Yeah, and now it's mating season, so they're just more plentiful.
God, it is getting into spider season. Like, as we descend in here, like, they're already starting to lay a few nests, or some of them are starting to sprout.
Mm-hmm,
they're coming
mm-hmm.
out all over the doggone place. The ones that actually sprouted in the springtime, they're now getting big and fat, and they're ready to go and lay some more eggs.
Well, except when they're outside, it doesn't bug me.
God.
For whatever reason.
My old man's house, he had rhododendrons that rode up to just underneath the awning of the house. And so around September, October, all of a sudden, at that point, you can see web after web after web after web along the entirety of the house.
Are they loaded with babies?
Yeah, exactly. And there was one time I remember he actually called somebody and he called in an exterminator to come in and just basically clean up around the area, right? So he's got this big old thing. It looks like a boom mic for a movie set.
All right.
And he's going underneath the eaves of the house. He and I are sitting out back enjoying the day, drinking coffee in the morning. And then all of a sudden we hear the guy go, "Whoa!" He looked over. He's like, "Big one."
Oh.
I had one the other day.
Inside?
Oh, yeah.
Those giant house spiders?
He was sneaking around somewhere. I don't know. Went to put on my sock, and he was on my leg.
Nope.
You know where I sent him?
To hell.
Straight back to hell.
Damn yeah. Right. God. I don't do the giant Pacific Northwest house spider, man.
Yeah. I don't care who you are. That's a home intruder.
That is a home intruder. That's right. And you know what? If he's on my property, you're an intruder.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, so outside, I'm okay. Inside, you must die.
No, outside, you're dead. I've proven that.
Poor fella, can you not swim?
Inside this tissue paper?
You know how he went?
Drown him. Celsius energy drinks. Have you seen this, Ted?
I have, Ted. I like both these products. If I drink an energy drink, which is rare, it will be a Celsius, and I thoroughly enjoy a Nooner.
Celsius energy drinks had to be recalled after it was reported that some cans contain High Noon vodka seltzer instead. Which, honestly, that's a great problem for me to have. I'm sorry. I had my energy drink.
Ah, dude, are you all right? Like, I don't know, man. I'm hopped up on these Celsius.
I'm feeling great.
Yeah. It's like, you drank 8 Celsius? Like, yeah, man, I just love being energized.
I was really bogged down today. Not anymore.
You have to imagine, and this is bad. Don't do it, but somewhere when the story broke, like, you know, there was teenagers flocking to, like,
yes!
Let's go get some Celsius.
Absolutely.
We finally don't have to beg somebody outside of the grocery store to buy us booze. We can just buy Celsius and we might get a shot.
Yep.
I wonder how many shelves got empty to Celsius after that.
I don't know. I just when I saw that story like a day or two ago, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Right. It's wonderful. The world is healing. Experts are warning about ticks carrying a potentially dangerous disease that are spreading around the mid-Atlantic states.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, did you read the story about Timberlake today?
No.
I saw Timberlake, some congenital thing on or whatever.
Well, he's been catching hell for the last 2 or 3 weeks based on how bad the tour is.
Yeah.
So he just finished it up. I guess he's on the road for 2 years. But he was really lethargic. Like, is this dancing? Who is this guy, right? He's not singing. Apparently, he got diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Oh.
So he's been saying, like, he can't feel stuff. He is just out of breath. He's whacked out. He's like, I'm tired.
Damn.
So I was like, all right, well, that explains it.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what I heard is some of them say, it may have been you, just like whatever the most recent shows were, it was more he's just holding the mic out for the crowd to sing the songs.
Right. Right, and there was one concert that he got pushed back really late, so they were like, that's why. But, like, when you see it, it almost looks like a joke, but all of this together makes a lot more sense.
Especially for someone like Timberlake. I mean, correct. He's all about the dancing and singing right. And all the stuff, right.
Okay. And the fact that he was doing nothing. I saw a side-by-side video where somebody was like, Derrick Henry can run a 99-yard touchdown run in the time between Timberlake singing.
Damn.
Like, that's how long he was letting the crowd just kind of take over.
But the Mid-Atlantic part does not shock me, because that's where we live, right, in Maryland?
Yep.
Yeah.
And, like, I was back there last summer, and was watching Bernie's kids, and there was a foul ball kind of the woods, and I said, I'll grab it. He's like, no, man, there's so many ticks back there.
Really?
Yeah.
Just let the ball stay. Damn.
Well.
What, send someone else? Send who one did
the,
he
send? Send the kids out there.
We sent one of the kids.
Did it.
God.
But they're in baseball pants. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt.
Let the kids get Lyme disease.
Well.
They don't know any better.
This new generation doesn't want to eat
me. You
know
Bernie.
Anyway.
That's
I know.
I said, Bernie, I'll get that one. Teddy, no. Hang on. There's ticks in there. Hey, you know, Billy.
Tommy.
Go get the ball.
Come on, there.
Put your jacket on. Go get the ball.
My God. The Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is a P word that means a person who is angry or annoyed. Usually you see this word
perturbed.
Perturbed, not bad at all. No. Oh,
but it describes a person.
Right. It describes a person. This is an adjective. Not a pessimist. No, you usually see this word in front of child. It's a
petulant.
Petulant. Very yeah. Good.
I was going to say pissed.
Right? Couldn't get
kind
out of it.
Kind of the same.
Petulant.
Yep.
Petulant child. The average American heart is operating at a quote-unquote older level than the actual age of the person. So they did the study, and it was women are operating with their hearts basically 4 years older than they are, and men are operating with their hearts at 7 years older than they are.
But with our penises, 9 years younger.
Yes.
Thank you for the confirmation.
Could have stopped with, they're just operating with their hearts.
Operating. Candy asses. Lead with your heart first. A cruise ship in Hawaii departed after getting a recent tsunami warning, and it turned into an optics nightmare, Miles.
What happened in Hawaii?
Tell me all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, well, today's toast is very easy. Today, we toast Mary's Place, ladies and gentlemen. Ew. Very simply, today has been Cakes for Kids Day. We actually surpassed our goal thanks to you. So just by saying that alone, understand that you too are included in today's shot, right? Because this thing happens inevitably because of you guys. Mary's Place, they offer the shelters. They do what they can to protect the kids, but nothing in this world is free. They do what they can to raise funds. They come to us once a year, and then we all get together, just kind of pool our resources. Some people spend a lot of money. Some people spend a little money.
Whatever they can.
But the truth is, when you add it all together, you end up raising over $20,000. Where are we at now, or did it just cut
$21,812.70. We're going to try to get to $22,000. Or 23 if we can before the end of the show.
And think about that, man. So you just helped about 400 kids right before school season starts. Thank God school season's starting soon. I'm saying that on behalf of all parents. But the point is, these kids, they get the new shoes on their feet. And more than that, the thing that I appreciate the most about what Mary's Place does, because I was not in the position that these kids were when I was growing up. And I got new shoes before school, but I could not pick out the shoes that I wanted. So I wore the shoes that my parents wanted me to wear, which meant what cost the least. So, man, thank everybody for stepping up, and thank you, Mary's Place, for doing this. So Kicks for Kids Day, just so you know, has been a success. So today I say we all just drink to us.
And that's you're right. It's unbelievable when you're a kid how important shoes are.
It is remarkable. Even as an adult they are, but certainly going back to school that first day or whatever it is, the first week, and everyone's checking everybody out. The confidence you have, right? And even if you're not a confident kid, it'll certainly add dramatically to your confidence to have these new shoes when you go in, man.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, congratulations to Mary's Place. Congratulations to you, each and every one of you that donated even one red cent. And congratulations to The Morning Show for allowing people to bribe
great
them
job
to play whatever freaking song they wanted
thank
to
God
hear. Oh yeah. But apparently, not everyone was up on what was happening, so they were getting a lot of texts and calls like, did you guys flip formats? Because they turned on the rock. Oh, yeah, seriously. Like, I heard Taylor Swift or whoever else they played, right? So they had to explain, no, listen, we're straight up raising money, and in exchange for your donation of $169, the morning show played the song you wanted to hear. So everyone, relax. It is still a rock station. But in the meantime, let's drink, because that's how kids are made. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!